Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome in. Welcome in to TJ and Jody's house. We are upstairs in our loft in our house where we are every week.
Yes.
And I just found out, Jody, I asked Riggins, who does the editing of our little promos and stuff.
Yeah.
If there was a way to not have to crop it in so closely, mm-hmm. you know, when he's splitting between you and me, because we only have the one camera shot.
Sure.
And he said, well, there's a lot of excess at the top, like that ceiling and the light fixture and everything.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize if you're watching the promo or however you're watching it, if it's been cropped so closely that you see all of my flaws, blemishes, and whatnot.
Up our nostrils.
Because we don't have a professional setup here, that's for sure.
Clearly.
I mean, we've got a pink towel covering the monitoring device here, so we won't stare at it.
Yeah.
But one of these days, we're going to have three cameras, Jody.
Are we?
One on you, one on me, and one on the two of us is what they call a what? A two-shot, that's right, a two-shot.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, it is. And we're going to be in a real studio, too, that looks like a house.
You have big dreams. Yep. That's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is the Christmas spirit season and all, so I got magical dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. That's where we were last week.
I know. I loved being there.
Yeah. But, you know, you... You talked differently there.
I did?
Yeah, you were more reserved and you were talking kind of like this.
I was not.
Yeah, it was different. It was different because, you know, that Katie was there. She's one of the owners. The owners
are great.
But she
wasn't out there.
But she was just in the next room, and I'm sure you didn't want to be shouting and sounding unprofessional and all of that.
I don't think I acted any differently. Yeah. You know, I didn't.
You were trying to act all highfalutin and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You were.
Okay.
You were like, oh, yes, dear, you are correct.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Yeah, but we were in there doing the show from there and then looking at all the cool furniture they've got.
Yeah.
And they're busy. I mean, they really are, thanks to us. I mean, that business would have crumbled a long time ago if they weren't advertising with us here.
You're right.
As a big sponsor.
Yeah. Well, I know Greg over there gave you some Gregnog. Did you try it yet?
I took a little swig of it by itself, just plain, but I'm supposed to mix that peanut butter whiskey I love with it. But we don't have that right now. We don't have any peanut butter whiskey in the house.
Okay.
But I have some other stuff I could mix with it, but I want to try that first. But I got to hurry because we're leaving.
Yeah.
And it's going to expire.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long homemade eggnog lasts.
I don't know.
But the kind you buy at the grocery store in the carton lasts forever. I think it lasts until next Christmas.
Oh, gross.
But I bet the homemade kind doesn't.
Yeah.
But do you know how much trouble it is to make homemade eggnog?
I'm sure.
It's a pain.
I'm sure.
Even I find it to be cumbersome.
So that was a nice gift.
Yeah. Sure is.
Sure is.
But then that Katie, when she gave it to us, said that when they give it to other people, they include a little airplane bottle of the peanut butter whiskey, but we weren't.
Couldn't find it.
She said we're the hired hands. We're the help. Okay. The help doesn't get that.
Yeah.
Only clients get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have beautiful furniture. If you need, if you're trying to get new furniture before your judgmental relatives come for the holidays and all that, this would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom furniture, but. They also want you to make sure you know that they got great living room furniture and plush couches and beautiful chairs and all of that stuff, as well as just being good people. You know, you want to do business with people who deserve your business, and they do. They really do.
And stain-resistant furniture is a
She always
plus.
Acts like that I'm just spilling jelly all over all of our furniture. Stain-resistant. We need that.
I wasn't saying you.
No, you know what? It's my oily skin that stains up the furniture.
Oh.
That's what it is. And she reminds me of that in subtle, subliminal ways all the time.
Golly.
But go to their website and you see all of their different locations and where they deliver and all of that stuff. It's TJRiggins.com/mattress. TJRiggins.com/mattress. So
sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Oh yeah, it does. Good, Jody. Now, you want to be in charge of saying that from now on? See, they won't pay us if we don't say that. We forget to say that, they withhold our check. Sounds like a sweet deal to us, even.
Yeah.
All of us.
All of us.
So today's Sunday and the recording of this, and it is dreary.
Mm-hmm.
And no joke, we have both been lying, well, at least in some state of recline, mm-hmm. in separate rooms for the entire day, and it's 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I just watched Urban Cowboy for the 100th time. I love that movie so much.
Still in the bed.
Yeah, I was in the bed.
Zero gravity setting.
It sure was.
And I've been up here in the puffy couch room watching
Cheers. I knew it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, when you go back and you watch an old show like that from when you were young, that was in the 80s. That was like that wasn't like the number one sitcom of the 80s. It was the number one sitcom of the 80s. It lasted 11 seasons.
Uh-huh.
And when you go back now and try to watch it on a streaming service, and you can just rip right through it, it's 11 seasons of 22 episodes per season. Back then, they didn't let them off with just 8 episodes or 10 episodes or whatever. I mean, 22 episodes.
Mm. How many did you watch today?
Oh, I don't know. 2,000? Two or three. Oh, but you've been in there watching
Urban Cowboy
and in the same state of relaxation that I was in.
I know.
But I got up a lot earlier, too. Yeah. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Because
we had a hard day yesterday. A hard but a rewarding day.
Very rewarding.
And we went to Old Fort, North Carolina, where we've been talking about our breaking and entering Christmas this year, was bringing Christmas to, or taking Christmas to them, because all of their Christmas decorations and everything for the town got flooded in Hurricane Helene floods. And it was one of the most special events that I've ever been a part of in all the years that I've been doing this. Because people, so many people showed up and they had so much fun. We brought in an ice skating rink for the kids. There was food there from Hungry Heroes, which our friend Amanda runs and feeds first responders and police officers and all of those types of heroes from time to time. It's a big charity, and she and her staff, you know, fed the townsfolk. It was just a quaint little town with wonderful people who could actually be walking around woe is me and we've lost everything, but they're not one
adult, not one kid, not, they were all happy. And I'm gonna try not to cry, because it really touched me to see that and really kind of put things in perspective. Because these people lost everything.
A lot of them are still living in tents.
Yeah. And the kids were playing. Remember, we looked over and they were playing tag.
Mm-hmm.
They were so happy. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, the only thing that they weren't happy about was that we were standing right in the middle of the place they wanted to run through.
They were running around us.
As they were trying to catch
each
other.
Yeah, they had a parade.
And the parade none of this stuff was going to happen. It happens every year, and it wasn't going to happen this year because the storm washed away everything and they didn't think they would have the parade or tree lighting or anything. But that parade was big.
It was a big parade.
Even if there had nothing else going on there, if everything was normal, a town that size having a parade like that.
And two different sweet little boys came out of the parade. We were on this porch, and one handed me a pocket Bible, and the other one handed me like a full size Old Testament, wasn't it?
No, one was the little one was the New Testament.
New Testament,
and the bigger one was a full Bible.
Full Bible, and of course I'm with him, Riggins, Mr. Todd, Alexis, and Rob, and they're all telling me that I looked like the one that needed those Bibles.
That's why they took them to her.
And that's why they took them to me. And I told them, no, they could tell I could teach them.
But they gave me one, too.
They did? Okay, good. Because I was like, what?
And they said, make sure you get it to your wife.
Okay. I don't know. It was just cute. I mean, the little kids on the side, you would have thought the candy that they were throwing to them was like the best toy ever. They were so excited. I loved watching those kids do that. And I don't know. Yeah. It was just
it's a different world. Mm-hmm. It's a different world than what you are surrounded by, especially this time of year where everything is just, let me rush and get that, and I'm going to be mad at this person who's ahead of me in line, and I'm going to be mad if the Amazon delivery doesn't come on this and that, and it does. It puts things in perspective.
I mean, did you hear where they said they had 18-wheelers that have washers and dryers in them for the people to go use? Mm-hmm. Their library, there was a mobile library in the parade, and I asked Amy
was the one from the town. She owns a business there, and she was working with Alexis and our show, coordinating everything.
And she said that the library was messed up, ruined from Hurricane Helene, that the floors were messed up because they were real wood floors. But she said that little mobile library comes to her store several times a week, and the kids get to come and check out books and read books and stuff. So that was good. And Alexis was in charge of a lot of this, and her and Amy, I know, worked together, and it couldn't have been any better, in my opinion.
Yeah. But something happened at the, toward the end of the festival. It was basically a Christmas festival, so something happened at the end that was really great, and we got to take a break now, but we'll tell you what that was coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up. TJ and Jody's house.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about our big Christmas event this weekend. It was Saturday, and Old Fort, North Carolina, which is in the western North Carolina area up in the mountains. It's all flooded and just basically demolished. Homes, businesses, the streets, everything during the floods of Hurricane Helene. And the way that we found that town to be able to do this with them through our Breaking and Entering Christmas charity, Amanda Riggin, who runs the Hungry Heroes charity, was coming back from, she'd been going back and forth during all that to these different towns and feeding the first responders and the people who were volunteering to help and doing all of that stuff. And she was on her way home one day back to Charlotte.
I think it was from Black Mountain.
And that's the way that the traffic
detoured
her. And she got there to Black Mountain to Old Fort. And everything was covered in mud. The whole town, the roads were just nothing but mud. And she looked at it, she was like, what is going on here? And then she investigated what had happened there and got the story. And then that's how we ended up doing the big Christmas festival there. Mm-hmm. And the families loved it. I mean, that was the main thing. We just wanted people to come and have fun. We didn't, you know, we had a little thing set up where every kid would get a stuffed animal because we had a bunch of people donate stuffed animals and things, and they loved that. But then after the parade, and then it was in between the parade ending and the Christmas tree lighting and the mayor speaking and all of that stuff, that's when Hungry Heroes started setting up the food for people to line up and get. It was basically Christmas type food. They wanted Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Ham, mac and cheese,
green beans, and, you know, the whole thing. And then a big truck pulled up and backed up into this little area. And so there was a line going this way to the left, to get food, and then a line going to the right, people standing behind this truck because these people from Huntsville, Alabama, sent this truck full of toys to Old Fort. Now, we lived in Huntsville, Alabama. That's where our radio career first started to get recognized, you know, in the industry. And all. We basically, as they say, cut our teeth in Huntsville, Alabama. So we know that the people from there are just wonderful, just salt of the earth people. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, basically where we learned about the charity of people, the charitable hearts of people who all you really got to do is put it in the right perspective on the radio, and they come forward and they're just looking for an avenue to be able to give to others. So this truck backs up there and just starts unloading toys, and the kids are getting in line and they get to pick a toy.
And again, not pushing, not jumping to get anything, not grabbing at anything, taking what they get, not complaining that another kid might have something that they wanted, just so grateful and happy to have what toy they had.
Yeah. And just,
oh, so sweet.
Taking their one toy or whatever they got and just freaking out about how great it was. And then the little girl that was dressed like Elsa got an Elsa doll.
Elsa Barbie doll. Mm. She was holding it. She was so excited.
So, you know, we were standing there and our son went with us. And I said, just look at these people. A lot of these people who are getting these toys and this food, and they're just so appreciative and they're so sweet. They're having so much fun and life's not getting them down. They live in tents in a cold mountain town because their houses were washed away. And, you know, the government hasn't helped them like they should be helped with emergency, you know, funds and things like that. But they're not complaining. You know, they're happy with, you know, the fact that somebody cares and that their neighbors care. And that's what the whole thing has been. They've just been depending on each other.
Yep.
You know, and that's why they've got hope. That's why
they have a lot of faith.
Know, yeah.
They have a lot of faith in God. They really do.
Yeah. So, and people kept saying, thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing this. And it was an honor that we got to be a part of it, you know?
I'm glad we saw it. Yeah. And during the day, all day when those kids were ice skating, oh my gosh, they were having the time of their life.
And, you know, that was another blessing. The guy who travels with the ice skating rink and all, this is his first year of being in business doing that. He lives in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And he usually charges a lot more than he charged us to come in and set that up for the day. And he was there all day.
Yeah.
And it just fell together with a bunch of people with giving hearts. You know, it's just... Mm-hmm. The tree lighting was on a, you know, usually in those situations you see this huge tree that's in the middle of the town square and all of that. Well, this tree was a normal sized tree because they had their big artificial tree that they put up every year in the town square was part of the stuff that got flooded away. And so they planted a tree this year, and it's just going to grow, and it's going to be the big center of the Christmas celebration every year. But this year, it's just a normal sized tree. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I like most in any of these situations, it's usually what it is that I loved looking into the eyes of these families and seeing how happy they were to get to meet me.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
what a way to turn this happy it moment. Was,
I mean, you talk about a Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
You saw it.
No, I didn't. You saw I was busy it looking at eyes. Children, not you. Good Lord.
Yeah.
No, it was sweet. But why don't you tell them what you did do, Clark Griswold?
Oh, I get falsely accused of being clumsy.
falsely.
And that, okay. And, you know, like a Clark Griswold type, you know, if things are going to go wrong, it'll go wrong at the hands of me, you know, just bad luck kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a jinx. Mm-hmm. So we all run over to have our picture taken, all of the staff and the, you know, people with the charity and the radio show and all of that. And we run after they've lit the tree and it's beautiful. And we're standing in front of the tree waiting on somebody to take our picture. And the tree lights just go off. Just, they're gone. Because I had tripped over the cord. And I unplugged the lights for all of the town square there.
Yeah, nice. And he said, oh, I think I tripped on the cord. And Alexis goes, I mean, you really are Scrooge. I said, I know he is. She
called me the Grinch.
Grinch. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
But
you into that with a big bang. Gosh.
But, yeah, we're going to have to do a small town adventure there sometime if we ever get back to doing those. Jody doesn't like doing them in the cold.
Yeah, I guess.
It wasn't that cold there, though.
Oh.
You were
in the night. It when it got dark, my feet were frozen. But otherwise, I was fine.
But I had a Santa hat on, so I stayed warm.
I did,
warm.
Too.
I stayed warm.
Yeah. No, it was a great, great day.
Yes, it was. And we were at home and fighting going to bed. We didn't want to go to bed on a Saturday night before 10, I think. Uh-huh. So we made ourselves watch this show that wasn't very, very good. Mm-mm. And we'll tell you about that, warn you against that show.
Yeah.
In the last segment here that we call What You Into. Okay. What Y'all Into. So that's coming up next.
More next. TJ and Jody's house.
All right, here we go. This week's edition of What You Into. I meant to tell you, Jody, but I didn't. Because, you know, I'm into the Cozy Earth stuff, which is one of our other big sponsors here. Cozy Earth has hired me as an influencer. And why? Obvious reasons. Because I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I'm a very powerful, influential member of the media. Mm-hmm. And they only hire those people to be influencers for them. And you know how I know? Because my very favorite podcaster, the one that I listen to more than any other, and you know who I'm talking about, because he's a podcaster and a documentary filmmaker, and he does a political, cultural type show. Now you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He has been hired to do Cozy Earth
has
stuff
he?
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's obviously not as good at it as I am. Okay. So I got this blanket, as we all know, the bubble cuddle throw blanket. Bubble cuddle throw. Sold out the first time I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they've restocked yet.
I don't know.
But the good thing about it is that they have all these other things that are so nice. They're luxury items. Look, no company that sells, you know, creepo cheapo products is going to hire me to be their influencer. So it's got to be top of the line stuff. And that's what Cozy Earth is.
Okay.
So men and women's pajamas, other types of blankets and sheets that are like butter. I mean, they're just.
I saw bath towel wraps.
Oh, just all anything that would make you feel like you are just being held in a mink cloud.
In Cozy Earth.
Yes. But even this big podcaster, one of the most famous people in podcasting world right now, that got the gig, he doesn't even get the type of discount to his listeners and all that I get for ours.
Really?
Yeah. 41%. I think his is 40. Mine's 41.
Okay.
So 41% discount. So go to tjriggins.com/deals. And then when you go to the Cozy Earth and you do your shopping, when you check out, use the promo code TJ. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get that 41% off. Higher, I think that's better than any other influencer gets because they know the value.
People will want that in the winter.
But they'll want any of that stuff.
It's cozy.
just hoodies and things like that for men's and women's.
Sheets. I want some sheets. Yeah.
So, I mean, even though our incomes don't, you know, reflect that we're on the same level.
Yeah.
That other podcaster guy and I, I'm actually ahead of him on the influencer level because my discount that our listeners and viewers get is larger.
Okay.
So don't mess that up.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched this show Saturday night because we got in from that Christmas festival thing. And I mean, I was hurting trying not to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. So let's watch something. And we found this show with Phoebe and Raymond.
Yeah, we did.
That's my family growing up. I always named actors by whatever their most famous characters were. So Lisa Kudrow played Phoebe on Friends, and Ray Romano, who played Raymond on Everybody Loves Raymond, they have this show. And they described it as a dark comedy. And there were some other people in there that you would know of. You know that woman's name that was on Bloodline?
I don't know her name.
She's on it.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary, Luke Wilson.
Yep.
Or as they say in parts of my home state of Louisiana, Wilson.
Wilson.
They'll put a T in there, Wilson.
Yeah.
So anyway, it looked promising, but...
No.
Did we watch one or two episodes?
One.
One, and then we said, okay, well, we will go to bed now.
Yeah, I don't love it. Do you want to watch?
No, I don't care about it.
No. Yeah.
And you know, is it weird, Jody, to hear Raymond use the F word?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was for me. I didn't.
Or just to be kind of playing a not straight-laced person was weird.
Yeah. Like, because he plays kind of a shady character.
Yeah.
But hearing him use the F word was the worst.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
Not that I'm against people, you know. It's just that when you watch somebody and you get to know them for so many years into one character and all that.
No good deed.
It's just like when Criminal Minds went to streaming. They brought it back and it was just on streaming, so it wasn't on network TV. It was almost like they were forcing them to cuss because they could now, you know.
Yeah. We finished JonBenet on Friday night.
Yeah.
Kind of boring to me, but whatever.
See, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And it just shows,
I'm just
again,
frustrated by
the, what the, you know, the media can do to destroy people's lives. The media and rogue cops.
Yeah.
Destroy those poor people's lives.
And it's just ridiculous that to this day, they don't know
who killed
that little girl. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Kind of aggravates me. That's why I didn't like it. Made me mad.
Jody couldn't remember whether she talked about it last week or not. Some show about later daters.
Oh, yeah. That is the best.
It's old people dating.
Yes. And it is so good.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's on Netflix. That's good.
That's not a wee show.
No. But if you want something that's
a Jody show.
Yeah, but it's entertaining. I promise. And then Southern Charm started back last week, so I'm excited about that.
Now, does that still have the same people on it? Like Shep and...
Shep's on there.
Whitney and...
Whitney's on there.
How many years has that been on?
Patricia's on there, Whitney's mom.
Because I know it's gone through...
Austin.
It's gone through a cycle where you started out liking Shep, and then now we don't like Shep anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I can take her leaving.
Because, you know, for political reasons.
No, that's not
that's
why.
That's me. That's why I don't like him.
I just don't. Mm.
I think he's a doo-doo head.
But I love Craig.
Yeah. And then Riggins almost got Jody riled up the other night.
Yesterday,
he said something about Craig negative and Jody doesn't like that. It's a good thing our daughter wasn't there. They'd have teamed up on him and whooped him.
Yeah. I'm like, don't you talk about Craig.
Craig used to be a jerk, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was a drunkard, younger years.
Right?
Yeah, he partied a lot. He was a lot younger, and he didn't really have a direction going in his life. But you know what? He grew up. He cleaned up. He got his direction going, and
those pillars saved his life. Making pillars.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's and then I've met him too, and he's so personable and kind. He's not fake and phony. And I met Shep too.
We interviewed Shep one time, and that was before Shep started acting like a fool talking about his politics. Well, revealed himself to be a fool with his politics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's bad when someone reveals themselves to be an idiot. When you didn't, when they could have kept that away from everybody. That, he could still be going today without anybody knowing what an idiot he is.
Well, that's, and I did meet Patricia and Whitney one time too. When we were in Charleston, they were at the same restaurant. And actually, they were very kind.
Now, that's a mother and son,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very kind.
That's what people say about my mother and me.
So,
very
yeah.
Very kind people.
They, and then I'm watching Real Housewives. I don't know. I watch all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. But I'm the one that's obsessed with TV. She watches way more.
Well, you
stuff
go
than
to
I
bed
do.
So early. What am I supposed to do? Go to bed at 8?
Well, no, what you're supposed to do is not try to spin it on me that I'm the one that is negatively obsessed with TV.
I don't think I've done that in a while.
Mm. Please.
I haven't.
Judy.
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, probably won't be a podcast next week because we'll be... Christmas stuff. We'll
and,
be doing Christmas stuff. Really?
No.
Oh, well, y'all better put this one on replay. I hope you saved it. I hope you only listened to a few minutes at a time and rationed it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got, you know, our dogs will be here and our house sitter and our neighbors will be watching out armed. So... if we're gone for a day or two, the place will be guarded tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't let anybody get in here and take all this.
And we're not 100%
all this.
When we're leaving or any of that. We're not going to be gone long.
I'm not going to be. I know that.
Mm-mm.
We're going to take separate cars to Nashville, aren't we?
Yeah. It's fine with me.
Who you think Boy would ride with, you or me, if we were taking separate cars all the way to Nashville?
You.
You do?
Yeah.
Because you would tell him to?
No.
Because you wouldn't want anybody messing with you? You want the alone time?
No, I think he would go with you.
I don't.
Why do you say that?
Because we've been on long road trips together, just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
And he always falls asleep.
He falls asleep with me, too. Mm. It's just what he does.
He doesn't like talking to me.
No. It's okay.
Yeah. You know what's always so sad is that millions of people who aren't close to me want to be close to me. But the people that are just a few, the most cherished in my life, are trying to get away from me at all times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are.
I'm only loved by millions of strangers.
Millions?
Millions and millions. Of strangers.
Uh-huh. All right.
But the people who I love the most, alas, they're not interested. Anyway,
uh-huh.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas. And please, if you're Southern, try to fight off the temptation to tell somebody to have a Merry Mary. Southerners say that. Y'all have a Merry Mary now.
I have never heard that.
Yeah,
and I hear
people,
all kinds of Southern people.
But you're not around country people. Country people say, y'all have a Merry Mary.
Why's that so bad?
Y'all ready for Santa Claus to come? That's another one. Y'all ready for Santa? Instead of saying, hey, y'all going to have a good Christmas or you had all your shopping done? You ready for Santa Claus to come around your house?
Okay.
I heard you asking somebody that the other day. You said, y'all ready for Christmas? Who are you talking to?
Me?
Know, that's a go-to gambit this time of year.
Are y'all ready for Christmas? Yeah. I said that?
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for Christmas? I forgot who it was, but it was...
Was it when we were downtown Friday?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Down at Jewelers on Main in downtown Morris.
That was a fun night, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've been busy.
We have been on the go, girl.
We've been busy.
And I can't imagine how tired you are, because... when we weren't out doing things with clients and charities and work-related stuff, you were out every night with your friends.
Yeah, I was.
Different Christmas parties and
mm-hmm.
all that. We didn't even get to talk about your big pajama party with your friends. And
I know. I had a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Busy week. Busy, fun week with my friends.
All those snooty women. And
they're not snooty.
Cody, come on.
Gosh, it was fun.
They're snooty women, all of them.
One or two are, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Was that Jill there? She's the snootiest.
She is not snooty.
She's the worst.
That's hysterical. She's a
mean woman.
She's the least snooty.
And I got to say, I'm just joking because she watches everything we do. She's such a big supporter.
And she's next door to y'all, too.
And she's in the office next door. And she's the sweetest ever. But she would still be worried that I wasn't joking. And she'd say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What have I done? How can I make it up to you?
He's just joking, Jill.
All right. Well, we got to go. See y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Year. We'll talk to you next year. 2025. You can't hold us. No.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.